Friday, the 4th of June, Koch Beit Sivon, Rabbi David Tugendhat, Mekoshesh Eitzim.
Okay, good morning everybody. The topic I'd like to speak about today is the tragic episode of the Mekoshesh Eitzim, the very first Mechallel Shabbos there ever was. The Bnei Yisrael were in the Midbar, this was still in their very first year, after Kabbalah Satera, after they had such revelations, and they all knew the Kedusha of Shabbos, they've all seen how the Mon doesn't fall on Shabbos. And here we have somebody who went and was Machal Shabbos Befahesia in front of Edim, and was killed for his Aveira. It's very hard to have a Chiyuv Misa for Chilul Shabbos, you have to have Hasra'a, you have to have Edim, the person has to say Al Menoskein. And yet here we have the very first Mechallel Shabbos who in fact was put to death. So why on earth did he do it? Who was he? What were his kavanos? And what were the ramifications of the Mekoshesh Eitzim in this week's parsha? So if we look through the Pesukim in Bamid Bates Vav, Pesukim Lamed Beis to Lamed Vav, we find as follows: Vayu Bnei Yisrael Bamidbar. The Bnei Yisrael were in the desert. Vayimtu Ish Mekoshesh Eitzim Beim HaShabbos. They found someone who did the heinous crime of being Mekoshesh woods on a Shabbos. And of course, we all know what Mekoshesh means. So we'll see exactly it. We don't know what Mekoshesh means. We're going to grapple exactly what was the Aveira which he did. Those that found him brought him to Moshe and Aaron and the rest of the Eidor. They put him in prison because it wasn't clear exactly which type of Chiv Misa he was supposed to undergo. Hashem told Moshe, he shall surely die. The congregation shall stone him from outside the camp. They took him outside the camp. They stoned him. And he died as Hashem had commanded Moshe. Our first question, it says, the Bnei Yisrael were in the Midbar, and they found this fellow being appreciated him. Where do we think the Bnei Yisrael were? In the Bahamas? Of course they were in the Midbar. That was where they were. This is where the Bnei Yisrael were. Why does the Pasuk have to tell us that they were in the Midbar? So the Ora Chaim HaKadosh here explains to us why it's so vital to be told that the Bnei Yisrael were in the Midbar. So let's have a look in... before that, let's see the Mamore Chazal, in box one, who the Mekoshesh Eitzim was, and what did he do, and then we'll come back to our question, why he was in the Midbar, excuse me. Okay, so the Gemara in Shabbos says, that Tzadi Vavim Abes, in box one, Om Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Mekoshesh Ma Ve'arba Amas Bishus Harabim Hava. The Mekoshesh, what was he doing exactly with these sticks? He was carrying them four Amas in Rishus Harabim. He was over the Aver of Haitzo'ah. Okay. But Masnis Otona, and in a Brisa it was taught, Toilish Hava, he was doing the Malacha of harvesting. Rav Acha, Berebi Yaakov, Omar Ma'ama Hava. No, he wasn't doing those, he wasn't carrying and he wasn't harvesting. He says, Rav Acha says, he was doing the Malacha of Ma'amer, of gathering the sticks in the piles. So you have to imagine the Yetzer Hara of such a fellow. He's there in the Midbar, Shabbos afternoon, Chvais, and he just has such a Yetzer Hara, he has to carry some sticks, or he has to harvest some sticks, like pick them off the tree, or he has to gather them together. What exactly is going on over here? And then the Gemara says a little bit later, Tana Rabbonon, Mekoshesh Set Tzolofchod. The Mekoshesh was none other than Tzolofchod. V'chein hu eimei, v'yu v'nei Yisrael ba'midbar v'yimtzu ish. The Bnei Yisrael were in the Midbar and they found a man, Olahalon hu eimei, ovinu meis ba'midbar. Later on, when we have the daughters of Tzolofchod, who go to Moshe Rabbeinu and they say, what's the halacha? Are we going to inherit our father? How exactly are we going to inherit our father? We're all girls. And their father died, and it says he died ba'midbar. Malahalon Tzolofchod, afkan Tzolofchod. Divi Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, Shittas Rabbi Akiva, is that just like the daughters speak about their father who died in the Midbar, and we have here that it was in the Midbar, so you have a Gzera Shava, and it was Tzolofchod. And then there's a discussion over there, Omrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Akiva, Benkach or Benkach, to Osid Litzen Esadin. Rabbi Akiva, either way around, you're going to have to give judgment. If you're right, well, the Torah didn't tell us who he was, so why are you telling everybody? And if not, then if it wasn't him, then you're saying falsehoods about this great tzaddik. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baseri did not have this Kseira Shova, and he says that Tzolofcha died, he was one of the Ma'apilim who wanted to go up to Eretz Yisrael despite the decree that they weren't supposed to go up. Okay, so this is the background, Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Tzadiv on the base, about who he was and what exactly or inexactly he was doing. Now, going back to the question we mentioned beforehand, when we got off to the early start, why exactly does it mention there in the Midbar? So for this, let's have a look at the Eruch Chaim HaKadosh. The Eruch Chaim HaKadosh tells us in box 2, Vayu b'nei Yisrael b'amidbar, kosha ma bo ha-kosav l'ashmi'enu, shahoyu Yisrael b'amidbar. What is it coming to tell us, the fact that he was in the Midbar? V'yisprah p'yima sh'om m'sechta Shabbos. It can be explained according to the Gemara that we just saw. V'zeh l'shaynayu. Om Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, m'kai sheish ma v'arba amas b'shus harabim hoyo. Atkan. That he was, according to the first opinion, that the Mekoshesh transgressed Shabbos by carrying. So let's think about it. Gam Omru Masechta Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Tafov, and Medbeis, we know it says there, Zeh L'Shonoy, Tana Sratya, Oplatya, Chulu, Zuhi Rishus Harabim. The Gemara in Davov is saying, what are the different types of public domain that there are? We know that every type of location could be Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid, the Carmelist, the Mokum Petor, and the Gemara goes through different examples. And the Gemara speaks about various types of thoroughfare and marketplaces where lots of people gather together, and says that that is the Rishus HaRabim. V'hikshu b'shas v'lashev nami midbar, d'hotanya eizu Rishus HaRabim sratshev v'chulu v'hamidbar. The Gemara says, why, when you are listing the times of Rishus HaRabim, do you not mention Midbar? The desert is also Rishus HaRabim. Because we have a different Braisa, and the other Braisa tells us that Midbar is also a public domain. V'tiret Sabaya, Leikasha, Kam Bizman Shohu Yisrael Shurim Bamidbar, Kam Bizman Hazeh. When the Bnei Yisrael, Pirish Rashi, when the Bnei Yisrael were in the Midbar, so you had 600,000 people in the Midbar all gathered together, there was no Rishus HaRabim Godel Mizu. Bizman Hazeh, nowadays, if you went to the desert, you'll be very fortunate if you find a few chevra out there. Nobody's hanging around in the Midbar. Pirish Rabbeinu the Tzoni VaMidbar Hakomashmanon Diikar Rabim Mitzrim Ashov Midbar Tzodir Gamkein. Who bechlal Rishus HaRabim? It all depends. The Midbar is only Rishus HaRabim when the Bnei Yisrael are in the Midbar. Continues the Eruch Chaim HaKadosh. V'hu mash omar ha-kosev, kisharotza le'idia, avoin ha-mekeshish u'mavid ha-damas, as far as Rabbi Yehuda, if we're trying to explain why it was that the mekeshish had the chiyuv of Misa, if he carried in Rishus HaRabim, higdim le'v of Yisrael ba-midbar, it has to tell us that they were in the Midbar. It's only because the Bnei Yisrael were in the Midbar that the Midbar is considered Rishus HaRabim, and that's the reason that they could give him a chiv misa. If they wouldn't have been in the Midbar, then the Midbar would not have been a public domain, and therefore anybody who would have carried there would not have been liable to the chiv misa. That's so it would be, if it's not a Rishlam, it's an Issa Darabonon. So nowadays we have an Issa Darabonon. At that time it wouldn't have been Osa. But because the Rishus HaRabim, because they were all there, so therefore it's Arabam Rishus HaRabim, and that's why there's the Chiyuv Misa. That's all very well and good according to the first opinion. What about the other two opinions, that it was Kaitzer, you're plucking it off the tree, or that it was Ma'ame, you're putting it together into piles? So he continues, Val Pimasha Omru Eishom, there's a Gemara, the halacha is that a chayor and an oif, so whenever you shech them, you have to cover some of the blood with offer, with earth. And it says, "Ein machasim ba'ofar hamid mamneishu melecha ve'einu mitzamachas adkan." It says you cannot use the kisei adam. Earth of the Midbar. Why? Because the earth of the Midbar is so salty that nothing can grow in it, and therefore it's not considered offer. Nothing can grow in it. Im kein minayin yotzu tzmeichim b'midbar sheyis Shetzolz from Makeshesh. If you're telling us that the offer in the Midbar is so salty that nothing can grow there, so then where, tell me, did the Makeshesh find things that were growing which he could pluck off the tree or which he could gather together? Loza Higtim Laimav Yubnei Yisrael Vamidbar. Vahom Ruzal Vamedrish Rabbah Shabbeirishal Miriam Hoyamashke Vayomalakanus Pardesim. The Medrish Rabbah tells us that because they had the Beirishal Miriam, it was incredibly fertile. You went to the Midbar there, there were gardens, there were orchards like Kew Gardens of the Chelsea Flower Show over there in the Midbar because of the Beirishal Miriam. And so that is the reason. If so, that's why there were things that were growing there, only because the Bnei Yisrael were in the Midbar and they had a Beirishal Miriam. That's why there were things that were growing there, and that's why he managed to find some sticks and he was able to be over this Avera, and it's only because of Bnei Yisrael Bamidbar. So that answers, according to all of these three shittas, why it's important to tell us for Bnei Yisrael Bamidbar. Now, why exactly did he commit this crime? So, in the next box, we have Tosfos in Baal Basra, Daf Kuf Yotes. And the Gemara says as follows. The Tosfos says as follows. Do'oma Bamedrash, Do'leshem Shomayim Niskaven. That the Mekeshesh aids him actually had Kavonis L'Shem Shomayim. Shoy Oimrim Yisrael, that the Bnei Yisrael was saying, Kiven Shenigzaleim Shalei Lichonis La'oretz Mimasa Meraglim. Since the Bnei Yisrael knew there was a decree against them, they were not going to go into Eretz Yisrael, and they were going to die here in the desert, Shuvein Mechuyovim B'mitzvahs. So therefore, he thought, he reasoned himself, the people will say, you know what, maybe we're not obligated in mitzvahs anymore. Omed V'chilal Shabbos, Kadesh Shiyaharuk V'yir Acherim. So that's why he got up and was Machal Shabbos in order to be killed, and other people should see that he'd be killed. And this way he would save all of these other people from a Chilul Shabbos. That is what Tosfos says in Baal Basra quoting the Medrash. It's also in the Zohar Kodesh in this week's Parsha that it mentions he had these Kavanos L'Shem Shomayim. There are a number of side issues over here we're not going to go too deeply into, but one question is, well, let the first person be Mechalal Shabbos and then they'll get killed. So let the first person who's Mechalal Shabbos be Mechalal Shabbos, they'll get killed, and then everybody will realize why. Oh, well, if he's doing it L'Shem Shomayim, so people should see there's a Chiyuv Nisa when a person Mechal Shabbos, so then why doesn't he just leave it? The first person will be Mechal Shabbos, they'll get killed. So what would you say? Hear the question? Yes. So there could be the first person who does it, there won't be Hasra'ah, and they won't get killed. And they'll become a culture of people being Mechal Shabbos, a little bit here, a little bit there, without Edim and Hasra'ah. And they'll think that Lamai said it's okay. So he did, he took a big stand, a brave stand, and he allowed himself to be killed in front of Hasra'ah, Edim, and that way it sets a clear message everybody should know. Another question on this Tosfos is the Mashal's question, that surely if the whole reason he was doing this Aveira was in order to teach everybody the gravity of Chil Shabbos, then it's a Malacha She'enu Tzricha L'Gufa. He didn't really need any of these Averas, whether it was the Hitzor, or the Talisha, or the Ma'amer, so therefore surely he shouldn't be Chayv Misa, right? Because it's only also the Rabbonon, it was Malacha She'enu Tzricha L'Gufa.
But you can't know the Beis Din.
Oh, so the Marsha answers that the Beis Din can't know. The Marsha says the Beis Din just has Ma La'enu Adayin Reyes, and therefore they couldn't know exactly what his kavanas were, and they had to kill him. Others answer according to the Targum Yonos ben Uzziel, where it says that the piece of wood that he was either carrying or picking or piling was a toothpick, was a kisseim, which meant that he needed to. He actually wanted it for a positive reason as well. And there's a whole discussion if it's a long shayla tzricha l'gufa be'etzem, but you're going to use it for something as well. There's a whole raid about that. But it could be there was a shayla tzricha l'gufa because you were going to use it. And therefore,
putting himself forward as if he was committing suicide.
Right, so that would be an extra reason not to. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So this is what the Gemara. This is what Tosfos says about Basra. Now, Lamaisa, I always had a question, and the question was: if he's doing it L'Shem Shomayim, people should see that there's a Chil Shabbos. So why is there any significance to the fact that he dafka picked these malachas? Let him sit in his house, tie his tzitzis strings together in front of Edim, a fertig, there'd be a Chiyuv Misa. Why is there any significance to dafka a malacha involving wood, and it's so obscure, we don't even know exactly what the malacha was? Is there any significance he's been mekashish these eitzim, something to do with eitzim over here? Which malacha he dafka picked? If he has a taiva to schlep wood together, fine, we understand. If it's not because of that, but the Shem Shomayim, why dafka, is there any significance to dafka this malach, to dafka these malach. So I've looked mamish in dozens and dozens of svarim. I haven't seen anybody answer this question except for Tzadik HaKohen of Lublin in Pri Tzadik in Eisvov in this week's parasha. If any of you have any other mekayres, please besimcha rabba. I'd be very happy and grateful to see it. What is any significance with the trees? So the answer that he gives us is not so easy to digest. It's not so easy for me to understand. It's all based on the Kabbalah, exactly which trees and which sticks are being involved over here. But B'Sel Deshmaya, let's learn it through together. We'll see how much we come out with it. And Be'ez Hashem, we'll see, hopefully, what his kavanah was, Dafka, by being Mekoshesh Eitzim. So says the Pri Tzadik, the Heiliger of Tzadik HaKohen. B'Zayir HaKodesh, in this parasha, Mekoshesh Eitzim, Man Eitzim Hocha, which trees are there over here we're talking about? Uman Hido, and who is the person who's doing it? Elodot Salofchad. It's Salofchad. For Havadayak al Ilin Ilnin. And he was being Madayak, he was looking very, very carefully at these trees. Haimina Yurava Achra. Which tree was greater than the other tree? And which is the tree, which are the trees we're talking about? Says with Tzadok Ha'inyan, Tihina Yesh Eitzah Chayim, Vyesh Eitzah Das Tevoro. Rav Tzadok HaKohen says the Mekoshesh is bringing us to back to Gan Eden, to the Eitz HaChayim and the Eitz HaDas Tovara. The Eitz HaDas Tovara is the Mekor for Bechira in this world. There are two paths in front of us. There's the Tov and there's the Ra, and we have to choose. The Eitz HaChayim is different to that. The Eitz HaChayim is pure chiyus, pure connection to the Rebbeinu Shlolom, without any averus, without any pagam, just pure kudsho brichu vayraiso. Says Rav Tzadok, va'alidei tshuva, yecholim la'aseis me'eitz hadas tovara, she'yeh tov ma'id. By doing tshuva, a person can use the Eitz HaDas Tovara, and even if they've misused it, even if they've used it to the extent they've made the wrong decision, and they've been over an avera, through tshuva, they can actually go via their avera to the Eitz HaChayim, back to goodness, that it should be Tov Ma'id. Vienna says the donos kazachuyas. Think about it, a person who's been an avarian their whole life, when they do tshuva, they become a Baal tshuva, all of their averas, if they do it from Avo, they all become zachuyas. Vie gamkein Eitz HaChayim. And you can make from the Eitz HaDas Tov Ara the Eitz HaChayim. V'choshav ha-makayishash, she'ef she'sherot zayn Hashem yisbarach hukein. That maybe this is the rot zayn Hashem. She'akal kulu makaydem. That first, the person should do an aveira. V'achar kach yasu tshuva. And then they will do tshuva. V'she'enasim is a toiv ma'oid. V'ye'oid b'mala yoysa. And it'll be even higher. K'may sh'omu brachas lamad adam and beis. B'mokam sh'balei tshuva oimdim. Tzadikim gomurim. Einom oimdim. In a place where balei tshuva are, even the greatest tzadikim can't stand. He thought, this is mamish lemahadrin. This is the best thing to do. To take the light from the darkness. To have the light that comes from the choshech through tshuva. This is what's going on. They had his kavanah l'shem shomayim. Shia horeg, he'll be killed. V'yedu Yisrael. She'af acha hagazera chayovim b'mitzvahs. That even after this gazera, there's still a chayiv in mitzvahs. Obavadai hit to atzmo lemisa, and he knew he was going to be killed. Shekein din hasra, because he knew he was warned about that beforehand. Acha yosav shayidei kein yovel chayilim abo aladei shiakalkal v'achakach yasu tshuva. Shekein kol amumsim misvadin v'yeshem chayilim abo k'mo yishomer in Sanhedrin v'yem zet toiv ma'id.
This means
that
a lot of other people also
be Mechal
Shabbos because
of the Kudinian. Oh, but he thought he had the good story, you're saying?
No, I'm saying it for Ketel, make it a lot of people be Mechal Shabbos.
So he, because he was the first one and he was allowing himself to be killed, everybody should realize through his Misa that no one else is allowed to do it. If everybody else would do it, there's no point anymore. Because he was the first one who gave people that limit. Once the limit is not necessary anymore, then the other people would hold back. But he made a mistake, because it's only if a person is first makalka by mistake and then he does tshuva. Oz, Then let's just skip a few lines to three lines up from the bottom of this block. If a person first does the Aveira, and then they do Tshuva, and it's Tshuva Me'avo, then they can turn it into the greatest Oyer, and to the greatest Zuchuyas. To think this, for also lismoy chazer, and it's forbidden to rely on this. For omer echter v'oshuv, ein maspikim b'yoli lasis tshuva k'mishrom yuma peheyom abeis. Person says, you know what? I'll sin and then I'll do tshuva. Don't worry about it. I'll avoid the rush. I'll do it before Rosh Hashanah, before Yom Kippur. I'll do the tshuva. Don't worry. Ein maspikim b'yoli lasis tshuva. He doesn't get the opportunity to do it. Rak hu lo yomer echter v'oshuv. He didn't say it so blatantly. I'll sin and then I'll do tshuva. He had these kavonos l'shem shomayim. K'meish Omar v'medrash hanal rak tov b'datoy. He made this mistake. He used calculations. He used cheshbonos. He thought to himself that he's playing with the sticks over here. He's doing something with these sticks. He's knocking these sticks together. That the sticks involved are no less than the trees, the Eitz Hadas, Tov Hara, and the Eitz Hachayim. He thought he could use one to come to the other. He thought that this would be a positive act that would come out from an Aveira. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, I don't want you to do this. And this was the Malacha. This is why, this is possibly the Remez over here, the Malacha involving this wood. So this is what happened to him, and we all know seemingly the end of the story is that he got put to death. But according to the Arizal, it does not end over here. Because we find that the Arizal has a Sefer HaGilgulim about reincarnations, and we see that this Mekoshesh Eitzim pops up again a little bit later. If we have a look in box 5, we see an unbelievable thing. The Gemara Shabbos, Daf Kufnun on the base, and we'll see the Chassam Sofer there. Tana Rabbanon, Maaseh B'Chosid Echod. There was one Heiliger, Chassidisher, pious fellow. Shenifritzo Le Peretz B'Seich Sodehu. That he had a breach in his field. V'Nimnachol Le'Logedra. He walked past it on Shabbos. He thought, oh, a breach in my fence. Ugh, you know, I really must fix that up. Nish Pesed, I've got a breach in the fence. Anybody can look in, anybody can come in, any animals can come in. I have to fix it up. Oy, the Nizga Shabbos Hu. The Nimna Oysei Chosid Vulei Godra. He thinks, oy, it's Shabbos. Here am I thinking of a Malacha on Shabbos. Not doing the Malacha. No. Not speaking about the Malacha. No. Not none of this Shabbos correct business. He was just thinking about a Malacha. And he goes, Chas v'sholem, I've been thinking about Malacha, even though he heard mutorim, and that be'etzem you're allowed to. But he felt this, he was a chosid, this was a pegiah in his kedushas haShabbos. V'nase loy neis, and a miracle, he says, I am now, because I did this, I am not going to fix my fence. That's it. I'm going to leave it open. The whole way through the week, the rest of my life, I'm going to leave it open. I'm not going to breach it because I feel so bad. How could I think? Kedushas HaShabbos. We've got diamonds. And we're thinking about fixing up fences. I'm not. And he left it open. And he didn't fix it up. But also by Tzlaf. And a miracle happened. And a very luscious tree, Rashi explains that a Tzlaf, there are three different types of peiros that a Tzlaf has. And it's so fertile and brings forth so many fruits. And through this tzlach, he managed to have his parnasa. Imagine what a tremendous investment, Rabbi Yisai. Have a few tzlofim. And then, this was the parnasa for him and all of his family. He don't need to go into work anymore. You don't need to worry what's happening with the markets. He had a tzlach, and that was the parnasa for him and all of his family. Says the Chassam Sofer, for also by tzlach, b'sefer ha-gilgulim, shoya gilgul mekoshesh ubole sakan chetoy a mekoshesh zet tzlof chod al kein tzlof chod vehu pela. Says the Chassam Sofer that because tzlof chod the mekoshesh eitzim made the breach in Kedushas HaShabbos and he was the one who was doing this melacha on Shabbos. And even though he had noble intentions, nevertheless it was the wrong thing to do and he was killed. But deep down, those noble intentions somehow were able to come forth. He was able to achieve a tikkun. What was the tikkun? He came around again. He was the Gilgal. He was Niskalgal in this chosid. This chosid who had such love and such care for Kedushas HaShabbos, who didn't want to even think about Malachas on Shabbos, and who gave himself this knas. He was Magalgal, Niskalgal into this person, and this was his tikkun. Tzlofchod is Tzlofchad, one tzlof grew in that place, and this was the reward that this person got. So this person who had the Tzlofchod that grew, he was Tzlofchod, and said b'chassam soifu pella, he can't believe it himself. Unbelievable Chassam Sofer over there in the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kufnun on the base. So what we see from here is how dangerous it is to have cheshbonus in our Avodas Hashem. How are we able to try and rise above this problem? So how, because there are cheshbonus the whole time, the whole way through our lives, always making cheshbonus. If I go over here now, then I can daven mincha then. If I daven mincha now, then I can go over there. Our whole life is full of cheshbonus. So how are we able to try and make sure that we're able to make only the right cheshbonus? So there's a Ben Yoyodo, Soita Lama Dalad Amud Beis, concerning the issue of the Meraglim. We're not going to go through the whole thing, but with this Ben Yoyodo, we can answer the question. How can we be able to make sure we're not nishal in this idea of cheshbonus? He says like this. He asks a question on the beginning of this week's parasha. He says, what was the point of Moshe Rabbeinu davening for Yeshua? And what was the point of Kolev going to Kivrei Ovos to be Mispalel? Surely we know, Hakol Bidei Shomayim, Chutz Miyiras Shomayim. Everything is Bidei Shomayim, except for your own Yiras Shomayim. There's no point davening, yeah, where you're sitting about to steal something, and you say, please Hashem, help me that I shouldn't steal, help me that I should have Yiras Shomayim. Hakol Bidei Shomayim, Chutz Miyiras Shomayim. Yiras Shomayim is in your own hands. The Rebbeinu Shem says, this is your cheshbon. I take care of everything else. Just up to you is Yiras Shomayim. So how could it be that there's a purpose in davening for Yiras Shomayim? Because surely wasn't this what Moshe did for Yeshua and what Kolev did for himself? So the Ben Yoyodo, the Ben Ishchai, he explains like this. He says there are two types of Aveira that a person can do. One type of Aveira is where a person, there's an obvious, blatant Aveira. And he wants to speak Lashon Hara, it's Vadai also to speak Lashon Hara about this person, he just has a Hanor, he wants to say something nasty about this fellow. Now, it's obvious. There's another type of Aveira, which is, you're thinking to yourself, well, there's this Lashon Hara, but you know, it sounds a bit L'Toyeles over here. Sounds a bit that it could be that there's a positive reason over here. And even though the Chofetz Chaim has seven different criteria for making sure that you get it right, Lashon Hara L'Toyeles, well, I think of the first two or three seems to fit the bill, and the Maisa, it's a really interesting story, you want to hear? And so he's got these calculations, and then he thinks to himself, you know what? It's probably I'm a chuyuf to speak this Lashon Hara. I'm sure that it's very, very important. It's such an important toyeles. I know that I have to say it. And it would be a terrible avera would I not say it. And you have all of these calculations. There it's much harder. Says the Ben Yoyodo, that to daven that you shouldn't be nichshol in the first avera, the type of avera which is very blatant and is clear, grob loshon hara, there's no point davening for that, because our kol bidei shemayim chutz miyiras shemayim. There we have to try and have the inner fortitude and strength to overcome our taiva, to overcome our temptations, our yetzahara. We just have to try and say no. But when it comes to the other yetzahara, about trying to make cheshbonus and calculations and getting it right, and the yetzahara tries to confuse us and to lead us to think like this, so we have to try and think like that. For those sorts of avera, says Ben Yoyodo, there, that does not fit in to the criteria of Hakol B'dei Shemayim Chutz Miyiras Shemayim. Something like that, which is really before Yiras Shemayim, it's a matter of just getting the facts right, it's a matter of chokhmah. For that, you are entitled and welcome and encouraged to daven that you should have that sort of Yiras Shemayim. The Yetzar shouldn't trick me. By the Meraglim, there were all sorts of calculations. The Ramban and the Rishonim and the Achronim all discussed the sort of calculations that the Meraglim had, why they shouldn't go into Eretz Yisrael, and why we don't want the Bnei Yisrael to go into a lower Madriga, and why it would be bad for them, and then they'll start having to get involved in Olam Hazeh, and all Cheshbonus Ahin, Cheshbonus Aher. Just like the sort of Cheshbon that the Mekadesh Eitzim made. When it comes to these sorts of Averus, a person can have a Kesiata Dishmaya. And this is really what Moshe was doing for Yeshua, and this is what Kolev did for himself. Such a tefillah for Siyata Dishmaya, that is totally okay. Such a tefillah for Yiras Shemayim, that is totally okay, and that is encouraged. So what we've seen today, just to sum up, is we've seen who was the Mekadesh Eitzim, what did he do, why was he doing it, the whole of Tzodek HaKoyen, The Rachaim HaKodesh, right, was in the desert. We've seen the Chasam Seifa, the actual Tikkun with Tzolof Chod, and we've seen the Ben Yoyodo. And we should be Yisrecha, HaKodesh Baruch Hu should help us. We shouldn't be Nechshol in any types of Averis, and you should give us Brochov HaTzlocho for us, our families, and Klal Yisrael.